name of Jesus. Praise Him above, heaven, host. Praise Father, Son. I praise Him for the matchless name of Jesus that causes God to move in our lives. That as we just ask the Father in the name of Jesus, the work will be done. Oh, let all the earth praise Him. Let all the saints of God tonight praise Him. I thank Him for what He's doing right now. Oh, let the heavenly host that sing, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. 24/7. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Thank God, our Creator. Hey, bless the name. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. Those who are driving, if it's convenient, clap your hands unto the Lord. Even if you have to pull on the side of the road, clap your hands unto the Lord. Those that's in the hospital room, clap your hands unto the Lord. Wherever you are right now, let everything that has breath, let us unify by clapping our hands unto the Lord. Oh, I thank God I see Him here. I see Him here. I see Him here. Oh, I bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel, I know that deliverance is taking place right now. Somebody is being healed physically and spiritually. Amen. Problems are being solved even right now. Wherever you are, wherever you are, God is. Wherever you are, God is. In Him we live and move and have our being. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank God for this Friday night. I know we all are dressed in our white tonight. Amen. But I have a message that I've been hearing in my mind today. And I was just inspired to put this red vest on with all this white on tonight because of the red, the blood that Jesus shed. Has given us the incentive and the reason to dress in the white. We've been washed and cleansed by the blood and covered by the blood, and the world can't do us no harm. Can somebody hear me in this house? No voodoo, hoodoo, no kind of do, any kind of do because of the blood. Thank God our garments are yet white in spite of the devil. Are y'all hearing me here? We are yet victorious in spite of the joy that you have in spite of depression. Thank God for the lifting and the elevation in spite of things trying to hold you down. Thank God, hallelujah, for the love that you feel in spite of the hate. Hallelujah to God. It's all because of the blood. Oh, glory to God. The blood that was shed out on Calvary. Hallelujah to God. Can somebody give God a thanks? Can you hear what the Lord is saying to the church? Hallelujah. Hey. Hey. Bless the name of the Lord. I thank Him. I say I thank Him. Do you thank the Lord? Oh, I thank the Lord. think of his goodness, my soul says, thank you, Lord. When I think of his faithfulness, my heart says, thank you, Lord. It is all because of the blood. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb of God. Jesus' blood. The Lamb of God. The blood that Jesus shed for me. Over 2,000 years ago, way back. Oh, delivered already. I thank you. I just want you to know it. Tell your neighbor, those who can, I'm so glad I belong to God in Christ. I'm so glad I belong to God in Christ. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. We've entered into his gates with thanksgiving. We enter his courts with praise. Somebody is thankful unto him. Somebody is blessing the name of the Lord. For his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. Give God another thanks in his house. God bless each of you today who are listening to the broadcast. And I'd like to say I thank God for each of you who are faithfully supporting us with your prayers and finances. And new supporters are welcome to join us at any time with your finances and with your prayers. Of course, each time a life is touched and blessed and delivered as a result of the broadcast, it's going on your record as well. I praise the Lord for this 40 years of being on the radio. I praise the Lord for all of you, new faithful listeners that we are gaining right now. You may send your contribution to Post Office Box 770 Mobile, Alabama 36601. Or you may address it to our church. We're located at 2621 Ralston Road, right here in Mobile, Alabama. So you're welcome to come and join us in our services. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday morning at 9:30 and at 11 o'clock worship service. So we are looking forward to see you. God is doing such marvelous work, and the ministry is becoming even more fruitful. And God has allowed me to see many things come to pass, in a great way in the lives of the people. We have three young people that grew up from infancy in the ministry until adulthood. Three are finishing college right now, and two are getting their BS degree, and one is getting the law degree, finishing law school. Yes, we have our first lawyer. I praise the Lord for the Cardell family. Thank God for the Perkins family and the Singletons family. And all of these young people grew up from infancy in the ministry, and they are finishing college. Others that have grew up and attended our school as well as these have finished and gotten their degrees, doctors and master's degrees. So all the praise is given to God, and I thank God for each of you. And I just like to say God is doing a wondrous work, and our young people keep increasing more and more. A young girl that finished from our school last year, she'll be going to Washington with some program there to participate there at the White House, there with the president, because of her average and her disposition in these times that we are living in, the Thompson family. Then we have another one that have gotten a full scholarship out at the Spring Hill College right here in Mobile, Alabama, the year before last. And she's a part of the Westbrook family. She's a part of the Westbrook. So we just thank God for how he is moving and working deliverance in our ministry and in the lives of those who hear the broadcast. So we just want to continue to pray for you as you continue to pray with us and stand with us as lives be touched and changed and delivered in a mighty way. And I thank God for you. God knows the heart. God knows the mind. God knows the very intent. God knows everything. There is none like God. Isn't God all right? And God bless you. Now we're going to go into one of our services. Now where we are preaching the word of God. You may get your Bible and continue. It'll be coming from Ephesians, the first chapter. Ephesians, the first chapter. So that we may see what God is saying to us in this time that we are living in. So we're looking forward, man. Let's go to the tape and let's listen to the service. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget our 24-hour prayer line. Just dial the word healing. Area code is 251 and the word healing.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. According to your faith, be it unto you this night. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I've just been excited all day today. I was thinking of some scriptures. The scriptures that's recorded there in the first chapter of Ephesians. They're so beautiful today. And they've been just resonating more and more and more. And I'm just going to share a couple of them with you. And this time you can turn on your iPhone if you have a Bible. If you have a Bible in your phone, turn it there to the first chapter of Ephesians. Amen. Bless God. Amen. Anyone need a special deliverance? Oh, to the utmost. Jesus saved. To the utmost, Jesus said, He will pick you up, turn you around, Twofold application. It's for the sinners that feel like it's no hope and that they've strayed so far that they cannot be saved. But God's arm is not too short, and he cannot reach them where they are and pick them up and turn around. Then it's applicable for the children of God that's going through. And it feel like you might as well just give up. There ain't no hope. God's going to deliver. You're going to be saved. But I want you to know God can reach that condition that have beat you down and make you think there is no help or healing for you. But to the utmost, Jesus saved. He'll pick you up. Hallelujah. And turn you up. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Now, everybody can't relate to what I just said. If you're really going through, if you really, really, really been sick, your natural mind to think there is nothing can be done for you. That's what I'm talking about. You don't feel like you can be healed. But yet God is able. God is able. And God will deliver to the utmost. Oh, Lord. He can change your condition. Yes, he can. Hallelujah. Utmost, Jesus saved. Yeah. Pick you up and turn you around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Jesus saved. Woo, thank God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. I want you to look with me at the first chapter here of Ephesians. And we're going to say the scriptures, illuminate them that have been here all the time. But God is giving more and more and more revelations concerning our standing before God. And it would break down these walls or these pinnacles that we had placed ourselves on as being a reason why we're saved. But these scriptures make us to know it's God's decision even before we were created. The third verse says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him, in Jesus, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Do you hear me tonight, saints? We are blessed with every spiritual blessing that is available for mankind in Christ Jesus. And these are eternal blessings. God gave it to us through Christ Jesus. God had chosen us to be adopted and in the royal family of Christ. God made the decision before the world began. Thank God, I'm glad that he decided that we would be his adopted children, not according to our good works, but according to God's decision and God's decision alone. Hallelujah to God. It's written in the 9th chapter of Romans. Oh, I can't say it enough. When he chose Jacob over Esau, the Bible said neither one of them had done any good or bad or evil. But it's left up to God's decision to make the election. And that the election would be of God and not of ourselves. Can you see how blessed you are? Hallelujah. Can you see? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we are so blessed. Hallelujah. Woo. 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 Glory. Glory to God. Amen. This in the spirit that quicken our mind. It leaves no room for pride and ego. Because it was nothing good about ourselves when he made that decision. So ain't nobody no more holier than you that have been chosen. We all are one in Christ Jesus. There's no big eyes or little you, but only the chosen of God. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Look at the 4th verse. It says, amen. He had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Like the scripture revealed concerning Jacob and Esau, before they've done anything, as I had said, that the election would be of God and not our good looks. Amen. Not our monies, amen. Not our intelligence, but it's God that made the decision. Hallelujah. He had chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world, and he has a way. He had prescribed a way for us to be, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, this requirement, we cannot ascertain it on our own. But God did something about it so that we can reach this status. Hallelujah to God. Amen. God loved us so much that in spite of what we've done, what we've done after we got here, that agape love, that's where we have a problem with it. Because we were born loving the world's way. And the world's way of loving, I love you if you love me. I do good toward you if you do good toward me. I speak well of you if you speak well of me. But the love that is of God is the agape love. That it'll love you whether you love him back or not. He'll do good toward you whether you are thankful or not. Are y'all hearing me here? So while we were yet contrary, God still showed his love to warn us that Christ died for our sins while we were yet ungrateful, while we were unholy, while we were living any way we wanted to.
But God had made a decision. He had chosen us before we got started. Are y'all hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So our salvation is not of ourselves, but it's the work of God. We cannot do anything to merit salvation, but it's God's plan. It's God's thought. As he had said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. If he had not chosen us, we would not be able to choose him. But he chose us first, before the world began. Give God a praise if you can hear me. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. It wasn't because of you wore a rosary that's bigger than anybody else's.
Amen.
Wasn't because you fasted 100 days.
No,
but he chose you.
Amen.
And if nothing existed about you, and you would not be able to know him if he had not chosen you before the foundation of the world. This kind of revelation, and it's the word. We haven't seen it, but it's the word. Somebody said, praise the Lord. If you look at Romans 8:17, it says that God had made us in Christ. He says, if children, then we are heirs. Then heirs of God. Then joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we may suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. God had chosen us and made us joint heirs with Christ. Adoption is not the biological children, but we have been adopted. Are y'all hearing me here?
Amen.
Therefore, God did it, made up his mind before. Look at Galatians 4, verse 5 says, Christ came to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son, the Jew and the Gentile. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth his spirit, the spirit of his son, into your heart, where you now have a right to say, Abba, Father. You have that right because you are a joint heir with Christ. God had adopted you in Christ. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then a heir of God through Christ. Now, because of our natural way of thinking, no more a servant, but a son. And he owned the cattle on 1,000 hills. We all should have big Cadillacs and everything. Are y'all hearing me here? But Jesus explained it to us that the kingdom is not of this world. But you will reign with him later. Are y'all hearing me here? Oh, somebody thank God that healed me. Hallelujah to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Amen. Look at the 7th verse. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. Are you hearing me here? In Jesus, we have the forgiveness of sin. We have been redeemed. Amen. The price had been paid for us. If you look with me here at Leviticus 25th chapter, and we're going to just scan at these verses as we continue to show you our relationship with God in Christ. He says, and if a sojourner, a stranger, journer at least, a stranger, waxed rich by thee, and thy brother that dwelleth by him waxed poor, and sell himself unto the stranger, a sojourner by thee, or to the stock of the stranger's family, after that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of the brethren may redeem him, either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nigh kin unto him of his family may redeem him, or if he be able, he may redeem himself, and he shall reckon with him that brought him from the year that he was sold to him unto the year of Jubilee, and the price of the sale shall be according to the number of years, according to the time of the heir servant shall it be with him. And if there be yet many years behind, according unto them, he shall give again the price of redemption out of the money that he was bought for. And if there remain but a few years until the end of the Jubilee, then shall he count with him according unto the years. He shall give him again the price of redemption. And as a yearly hire servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in thy sight. And if he be not redeemed in these years, then shall he go out in the year of Jubilee and his children with him. But the redemption was to pay the price of slavery for the individual and to set them free. But Jesus paid the price for us, yes, because we were slaves by being born in sin. Yes. Through death, Jesus paid the price to release us from the slavery of sin. Forgive us was granted under the Old Testament, but on the basis of shedding animals' blood. But now we are forgiven on the basis of Jesus' blood, the perfect and final sacrifice for mankind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For Ephesians 2:13 says, look with me, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were afar off are now made nigh to the blood, nigh by the blood of Christ at least. Colossians 1:20 says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by himself, whether they be things of earth or things in heaven. Hebrews 9:22 says, and almost all things by the law were purged with blood. Without the shedding of blood is no remission. But First Peter says at the 19th verse of the first chapter, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who were verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, but in these last times was made manifested unto you. God raised him from the dead so that we can see there is a living hope in Christ, and that we could see the power of God that's demonstrated in his raising Jesus from the dead, that you might have hope to know, since you are an adopted child of God. Amen. Nothing can hold you back. God has made the way that you would spend eternity with him. So we've got to walk in that light and in that awareness. Now, one of our problems are we've been fighting with sin so long till we hear this several different kinds of ways. Hear me tonight. I want to show you. God loved you when you weren't even serving him, and he blessed you. He kept you. Listen to me carefully, because he had chosen you. So therefore, when you came into the knowledge and accepted him, he loved you still. But now you move in a different place as far as your relationship with him. Before your being saved, you were just a part of the creation. But now, since you are saved, you are a child of God. In this world, you're yet going to suffer, because the world is against God, against you. But your guarantee is that your daddy will take good care of you. He still wants you to have the best. Are y'all hearing me? And the best is not the material world. Are you hearing me? Only because the material world is going to be left behind. But he wants you to have the best and keep it throughout eternity. That's love. That's joy. That's peace. Long-suffering. Temperance. Kindness. Are y'all hearing me? Goodness. Are y'all hearing me here? That's the kind of relationship you have now. You have it with the Father. He said in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, told us to consider Jesus the author and finisher of our faith. Then as we continue to read down, he says, now Jesus endured, that's your suffering, the contradiction of sinners. But yet he continued in what God had willed for him. Amen. If we continue in spite of what comes against us, we are his child. Yes. Now I want to tell you something here that blessed me. God whipped his children. Yes. He never whips the devil children. Yes. He only whipped his children. Oh, my God. He's not just going around beating up folks, but he only whipped his children when they get out of line. Oh, y'all don't even hear. Amen. That's what makes the difference. That's what makes the difference. Are you hearing me here? Satan is yet going to come against us to make us doubt our Father. But our Father loved us in spite of ourselves. And how much more now, since he had taken responsibility for us, because he had chosen us and we are now his, he's going to fight our battles. He's going to take good care of us. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Glory to God. He said, vengeance was his. He'll go to do the repair. Hallelujah. He said, you keep doing good and you'll reap good. Are you hearing me here? But I'll fight your battle. Hallelujah to God. Oh, glory to God. Will somebody magnify God with me? Woo! 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 Oh, praise him. Can somebody praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory. That's why he told us, as his children, overcome evil with good. He said, as his children, as we walk in the light, as he is the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's our cleanser. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to hear it tonight like never before. Hallelujah. It's a real place. It's a real place. I see God as being my daddy that's in control. I yet have the ability to make a decision whether I will or whether I won't. Are you hearing? But if I go contrary, he's going to whip me and chasten me. But one promise I know that I have, all things are working together for my good. I don't care how anybody else think about it. When it's all over with, it's for my good. Can anybody hear what I just said? It's for my good. Tell your neighbor, it's for my good. My daddy said so. It's for my good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we haven't walked in this light before, but we're still yet available, and it's true. We so used to fighting our own battles. We might forgive if the perpetrator asks us, but if they don't, we don't forgive. But since God is your father, the perpetrator or the trespasser doesn't ever have to ask for forgiveness. But because you're God's child, you go forgive anyhow. And you go forget. Are y'all hearing me? Somebody say praise the Lord. And because you're God's child, you don't work any ill toward your neighbor. And your neighbor includes everybody. Whether they are saved or lost, you don't work any ill toward them. Because you're a child of love. Because you have love on the inside. God is your daddy. Oh, y'all hear me here. Can y'all hear me in this house tonight? Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. It's working. Are you good? All things. And he said, who can lay any charge to you? Who can charge anything against you to God? Nobody. You are God's child. We see a little of that in the natural family, just a little of it. The child can be wrong, and the parents say, they right. Y'all didn't amen that one too loud. I would say my mic went out, but... You know what makes it difficult to hear? Because we're so used to making ourselves righteous by what we see wrong in the other. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know. That's why we can't enjoy our salvation. We're looking for something wrong in somebody else and what God ought to be doing to them instead of walking in the light that he had called us into. Well, I thank God. I tell you, I thank God. I've been wanting to tell you this all day. It's just been all in my spirit. But tonight was the night to tell you.
Yes, sir.
But I hope you can hear it and begin to practice that. look at your relationship with God and to know all things work together for the good. You read over in Revelation where the souls of those that was killed, excuse me, for the name of Christ, they are crying out to God. John penned and said, they're saying, how long? How long? So they died without seeing the vengeance taken on their enemy. But God told them, just rest a little longer. I say, God told them just to rest a little longer. Fit in it. And nothing can come upon me that God didn't allow. Now how I react on it, that's left up to me. But God allowed it. Oh, all right. Yeah, yeah. Anybody ever created more trouble because you straightening them out? Anybody know what I'm talking about in here? Now, he did say, now, if your brother trespasses against you, I better throw this in here. He said, rebuke him. Then he said, if he asks for forgiveness, forgive him. Well, that's just for a little start. But you've been walking a long time now. You forgive them because you feel the love. You feel with love. So they ain't got to ask you nothing. Because you don't want nothing in your heart against anybody. Now it's...
Lord, let's say it again. The Lord is my life. Brother Mark and his son, Sister Janae,
Your children, would you all come up to the altar as we continue to sing? Our sister there, I can't recall your name. Come on up. Just come on down to the front here. Thank you, Lord. Bless God. We praise the Lord for the messages that both evangelists have proclaimed today. We magnify God. Would you thank God for the message? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's thank God for the message. We just finished thanking them. Now let's thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Elder Grafton, come on down to the front here. Yes, Lord. The strength of my life. Yeah. Oh. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen. Sister James, come on to the altar down here. And amen. And the hearts stay home. Ah. Oh. Yesterday to be here. They came. We know the inclemency of the weather, but we've served God long enough to know when we said we go do something, opposition will come some kind of way to prevent us from going through or following through. But when we persevere and take that extra step in spite of the opposition, God is going to do a mighty work for them. I want you all to know that. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. And all of you that persevered, God will do a work for you. You out here today. Amen. This is the time to look at the weather channel and get scared. But I thank God we made up in our mind. I'm going to inquire in the house of the Lord that I may dwell in his presence. Are y'all hearing me here? Ain't got time looking at the weather channel. Let me go out and hear what God is saying to my innermost being. Oh, glory to the God of glory. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him and praise him and thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Say it one more time. Whom shall I fear? Whom another word so we can get the entire message of what I'm saying to you today. We've said whom, but now we're going to say what. What shall I be? What shall I fear? What shall I fear? Because the Lord is. Yes, he is. The Lord is the strength of my life. We're getting the message, the whom and the what. The whom represent the demons, the folks, or whoever they are entering in to come at you. The what represent whatever storm may arise in the weather. Are you hearing me here? Whatever it is, amen. Car accidents, whatever it is. We don't have to fear it because the Lord is on our side. There's nothing present nor anything to come that will separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. And whom and what shall I fear? Glory to God. Whom and what? Whom and what shall I fear? Oh, yes, Lord. The Lord is. What shall I fear? Whom and what shall I fear? Whom and what shall I fear? Nothing! The Lord is on my side. Praise him.